Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? If y'all only knew what it took to get on this show tonight, but they did not prevail. Let's just say that we had to do a half hour to get to this because the first show started at 9. Somehow they would not let us come on. We did everything until it took the voice off and we could not be heard. So I want to make that clear because this is a paid-for show. For many of you guys who do not know this, this is paid-for. And to have Blog Talk constantly have these inconsistencies in the service is ridiculous. So if you are listening, Blog Talk, this is fucking ridiculous that I have to go through this every time I want to do a show. And I'm on a top-notch computer. But they will not prevail because guess what? Mayotte is in the house. And when you got Mayotte, that power came to fruition. I took it calm. I took a breath. I said, guess what? We're going to start this show a half hour later. Those who catch it, thank you for being there. Those who may not catch it because of what happened at 9, then you will be able to download this one. And this will be one that you'll want to download because I'm about to unleash. Because time is not on our side on what they're trying to do. First of all, the Mayotte must be given thanks and principle because without the truth, without the justice, without the harmony, without the balance, without the reciprocity, order, and righteousness, I would not have the fortitude or strength to carry on in this wicked society that we call capitalism. And it's only wicked because greed has taken over. But in order for us to find ourselves as people, we got to break through to all these lies, all these spells that they have put on us. And the biggest one is 666. That spell has had everybody tripping. Let me tell everybody, we're going to get to this tonight. When you know thyself and you know the molecular structure of self, and you don't got to be a genius to know this. This ain't made for you to have. Layman terminology is probably the best terminology for those of us who call ourselves commoners. All this trickology talk, trying to explain things to the 15th level, watch out, y'all. This is something that you need to be able to understand, like Malcolm said since his birthday. Make it plain. Make it plain. And so tonight we're going to make it plain with 666 means. 666, for everybody who don't know, it means 6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons. You heard what I just said. And this is why we're going to get deep tonight. Because you're going to be hearing about this in the next few months. There's two things that you will be listening for when you hear the Obama. Let me bring somebody in just in case I fall out here. Since the sister's been here, let me get her in just in case I fall off. Because I know they can do that. There they go. They're starting to come in. I see them. They're starting to come in. Oh, yeah. Let me see. 8848, are you out there?
I'm here.
Okay, stay there with me and if anything happens, you stay on there with me for a minute. Now, Let me get back to where we were going. They're about to play the most, and we said this last week on Monday when we had this issue. And I want to thank everybody who's been listening since I didn't have a chance. Let me get that throughout the way. Those of you who have been carrying on with us, go to the WW Dry Bones Connection. Please get on the survey of last week's show, which was mainly Monday's show, about Michael Jackson, the Emperor of Saturn, the Machiavellian. Look that up. You will learn a lot if you go on the actual computer, look into there, and look at the imagery and study what was said. You will see a lot. Very interesting. And concentrate on Saturn. Don't really worry about Michael because he was giving you symbols of what to concentrate on. So stay off Michael Jackson and look at the symbols that Michael Jackson had on, and that will lead you to what is needed to be seen. But back to this. If you're going to be in this game about learning who thyself is, you got to know the principles of what what your body is made of. And I say it's not hard, because I ain't that bright. But I know this much. We've been hearing all your life, oh, the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is 666. So when you get into the realm of alchemy or common knowledge of the atom, you will find out that it's made of electrons, protons, and neutrons. That is carbon. Carbon has 6 electrons, 6 protons, 6 neutrons. Isn't it coincidence that they want to have a carbon tax bill? Isn't it different because you breathe out carbon monoxide on the basis of what is necessary to secrete out of our bodies? So they know this. So those in the high orders are creating what they consider an opportunity to use the symbols of the body to give you another realm that they can control. Like I told you last week and I told you the show before, this is basically no more than scientific management that we did 5 or 6 shows ago. Now, that you had to be listening because people are definitely listening to it. Scientific management, go on there. See the, in order to play chess, you got to sometimes look at the strategies of others. These are the strategies that we never looked up. But this is a serious strategy here because you're starting to hear talk about a carbon tax. Obama saying the carbon. You heard Bush say carbon tax. Al Gore running around with global warming because of the carbon tax. They don't mention HAARP. No one mentions HAARP. No one mentions weatherization weaponry. They don't mention that. But they want you to mention carbon because carbon is the key word for you because it is the combination of man. And so they know that helium, they know that all the protons and carbon, the isotopes, and all that so forth that you do not think about. They know that your body needs salt. They know this. That's why they say a human being is worth his weight in salt, because they know you got to have that. They know water. You got to have water. And with the manipulation that these people are able to do through the sign. Now, if you go on the slides, that's what made me mad. When you go on the slideshow to the show that did not make it, you'll see the slideshow, and I have the pictures that will absolutely bring this to just visually. Those of you who are visual, and there's nothing wrong being visual, go on there, look at the visuals, and you will see it. If you can't see it now, you will be able to count the neutrons, you'll be able to count the electrons, if you can't be able to count the protons, that makes up the atom. Okay? The atom. When you talk about the atom, now you're getting deep because that's what makes you, is atoms. So they are now projecting on the body of all human beings based off what many of you know as ecclesiastical law. And I gave this out that nobody has even come back to me on. When I said you come out the room, the Latin word was partis. And I told you how that case was that no one looks up. I don't know it all. I mean, because y'all brothers who know more than me, please help out. The case we should be looking at to free ourselves is the Johnson Carsoar case, the one who brought on this slavery in the minds of people. He went to the and won. And they took his court case and they magnified it. But we're going to keep on this. What's going on now? They have been telling us, and I want y'all to listen carefully. And y'all tell me if this makes sense. And when I bring y'all on, y'all tell me if this makes sense to y'all. Y'all know there's a new economy coming. This economy is digging in the earth at a fast pace. It's taking every mineral it needs to produce this new world order. It's taking coton. Gold is still on high. I'm going to get into gold. Gold is talking about alchemy at its highest level, silver at its highest level. I'm going to get into that after I finish talking about that, and I'll bring you guys in on the line to talk about some things. So this has to do with also the cloning. When you know the body parts and the atom parts, it's easy to clone now. They know atom hydrogen. They know helium. They know. But let me just read this so we can get this thing started tonight. It says, in this new economy, the world will be allowed to buy or sell anything without a mark of a carbon credit exchange system. You heard that again. Without a carbon credit exchange system, the mark would be a tiny RFID chip placed in the hand. Y'all know that. Y'all see it's out there already. I ain't got to explain this no more. I'll skip that. Your ability to pay goods and services will be monitored by a carbon emission. You will literally need to worship this system and the creator of the system for salvation. I'm going to stop there. The creator of the systems. You are creating the system. When you see apple, that is symbolic for the forbidden apple in the Bible. That's why it's bitten.
Oh, my God.
Because you already bitten it. Now, you have to realize they are playing with your mind. Y'all who know this, you know where I'm talking from, so help me out tonight when we open up the lines. It says, you will literally need to worship the system to create salvation. You notice the number one voice in the New World Order is a man named Bill Gates. Bill Gates is talking about feeding the world. And I need you to stop that noise. I'm going to turn you off. I'm going to bring somebody else in a minute if that noise keeps up. Okay, because we got to be quiet out here. The people are trying to listen to that. Okay, now back to what we're talking about. Bill Gates. Yeah, I don't have to be a rocket scientist. I'm going to keep it plain tonight, like Malcolm said, because Malcolm had a birthday. Keep it plain. Bill Gates, computers. Bill Gates, Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates, IBM. IBM, concentration camps. Concentration camps, Germany. Germany, New World Order. Why? It is this Anglo-Saxon agenda, which was what George Bush was bringing in. Remember the initiative they were talking about? Now, let's go to where this fits into everybody. And this goes for everybody. Unless you don't fly somewhere that we don't know about, let me know. If you're in a rapture somewhere, let me know. Because until you leave your feet off this damn planet Earth, ground bound, let's be honest, you are in the same shit that we all are in. So you ain't got no goddamn, and I'm going to be honest tonight, reason to be telling people you got an answer for everything. Y'all know who I'm talking about out there who always saying they know all this stuff. How you know it? We ain't been nowhere near close to being helped. So I'm going to stop there. Your ability to pay for goods and services will be monitored. You will literally need to work with the system. Salvation from the problems that were have previously contrived. That would have said problems they have previously contrived, mean created. That means, and I must have to give due to due, Alex Jones and different people have brought to the minds of us, not our people. Don't tell me our people were telling us all this stuff about the CIA was doing this. They were not. They were not. Later on, some of our scholars started telling what was going on, but we didn't start finding out about the concentration camps until later on in the 80s. That's a serious time that has passed, especially when our people had no idea what was going on. And now, the beast and the image are already present in this world. I ain't talking about no animal. That means mine. In Kemet, there is a man with a head. He has a body. That means that he has human and animal characteristics. I'm always going to go back to Kemet because my brothers from Temple Ptah know we must teach the ancestors. And because we have not been able to control our animal nature, we will always have problems. That's why the Sphinx or the Hacket is so important to learn, based off the fact that he's sitting in there with a human head with an animal body. And that's what they prove. They're trying to bring in our beastly matter. That's why it's called the beast. But the beast has means the man's nature has now went animalistic. Now, look at this. And y'all, we're going to get started on this. So y'all hang on there. I'm bringing y'all all in here. You're currently reading. The system is interconnected to Windows computer. Listen there. Can't be afraid. is connected to Windows computer, will project images, artificial consciousness. So understand why the computer is so magnetic. And I know we have to use it because we can't get away from it, but you have to be aware of how to break the spells. Because if you did know this, it would keep making you believe into it. To the masses as a form of worship, it is a new engraven image. It has polluted the public's mind, and we are able to see the power that is virtual world. That's why Michael Jackson, that's why I'm saying this tonight, Michael Jackson was 3D. They know that we are 3D beings, holographic. They know that the new position that we're going into, we create a 4D individual to be able to see this. Many are not seeing it. That's because the Bible don't say they will. So don't fool yourself. It says remnant. Quit thinking everybody going to understand it. They are not. They wrote this and let you know it's a remnant, small group, or small group knowing, small group who don't know. Now, it says open your eyes. It says understand how this counterfeit copy of the God gene is designed, which is the 666 carbon, electron, proton, neutron. That's why if you know your Bible, I have to start going to the Bible, y'all. Unfortunately, it seems to be the only language for our people. It says male and female in Genesis 2. You look it up. He created them and called them Adam. Male and female. Those of you in the know me, he's meaning male and female are created, and they were called atoms because in an atom. We're going to get this briefly. There's a negative and a positive. Negative, positive. Doesn't take that much to know that. I'm just going to give you a little bit of proton, neutron. The colors are green, purple, and orange. We're going to get deep into that later on. Green, purple, and orange. Think about that. Now, here's where we're going to get deep and then open the lines up. So that's it creates this artificial persona. The new internet, which is what they are going to produce and introduce with the Google goggle glasses, because the Google goggle glasses can project a holographic image in front of you. They're just preparing you slowly into it. Some of us will be dead. Well, it'd be, if we don't wake up, it'll be really entrenched. Now, this needs to be heard by everybody, and then I'm going to open the line. And you tell me how you're going to defeat this, because we need strategies in a think tank immediately. It says, we are able to see the power of this virtual world of the computer processes. The new internet will possess consciousness and awareness of movement and transaction of both. Both. Now get ready for this, all you. From both the public and the private. Let me go over that again so they won't stand up. It says it will be able to use awareness of the movement and transaction of both public and private. Nobody is safe under the new world order. You can teach public and private all you want, but you never will understand if you don't see what these people are creating. And it says, open your eyes. It is here amongst you. Now, we will open the line, and we will give everybody understanding. Before we get into this, I'm going to give you Alchemy 101 for Dummies. Okay? Alchemy 101 for Dummies. I already gave you the 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. Now, we're getting ready to get busy. Let me go into the, so we can open this thing up. Now, I'm going to give you the 7 planetary metals before we open the lines up. Are you listening? These are the 7 alchemy symbolic planetary metals in which nobody but a few of us, thank you, brothers and sisters who are aware, you are definitely in tune with the ancestors, and please, it's a journey that's going to be have to be fought through the mind. Gold, that's one. Don't you notice gold is the most important metal, and why? It is called salt. S-O-L, the sun, meaning the sun that's in the sky, because it's so important as the sun in the sky. Without the sun in the sky, guess what dies? So they made the sun silver, which is the lunar, moon, male, female. That's why I said, listen to where I'm going back into this. Silver, dominated by the moon. Without that moon, the Earth gravity, as we know it, will be messed up. So we're going to go into that. Now, copper, that's Venus. Iron, that's dominated by Mars. Tin, the Tin Man. Remember the Tin Man? Dominated by Jupiter and Mercury. It's dominated by silver, quicksilver. That's a different quicksilver, and we're going to get into that. Quicksilver was one of the precious silver that killed a werewolf. We'll get into that later. Lead, dominated by Saturn. Now, we're going to open up, and everybody listening very well. This is what they're planning. Carbon tax will be talked about. I mentioned Saturn a couple of times ago, and I said Saturn is the god of law, and I know I learned that it was part because it has rings. So it's called Lord of the Rings. That's why we actually are getting married to Saturn, which we do not know, by putting on wedding rings. It's not that hard to see when you open your eyes up. We're wearing earrings. Well, where do rings come from? Where did our people from the ancient get this system from? Because we had planetary charts. And then, of course, the cycle. Latin is the language. That's why so many of our Moorish brothers and sisters say laws in Latin. Because Latin is the language of Saturn. Look it up yourself, see if I'm lying. Latin is the language of Saturn. And Saturn is law. And we talked about that last Monday with Michael Jackson. Looks like Saturn. He has a ring around his head. And he came out with the black, which is law. Now, let's get into this. Y'all tell me, y'all understanding and seeing that they are creating an order to create a clone. My brother, cloning, I believe cloning is definitely talked about in these books. If you do not understand it, we'll bring it to your attention. But tell me what y'all think about what we're hearing tonight. And I'm going to start with who was on there first. You got to give the sister some credit. She always on there first. 8848, what you think about what you're hearing tonight?
I think it's incredible. Did not even know anything about what you're talking about. I knew that going to have to submit to an order to one government, and I was imagining so that it would be through a chip, you know, in a form of vaccination or something. But I mean, the way you're breaking things down, it's just it's incredible, and I really appreciate it because I'm learning. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to keep going. Let me go to the next caller. Let me see you here. 1963. Those of you who want to talk, matter of fact, I'm sorry, 1963. I opened you up and you did not have your hand up. If you want to get on this conversation, please hit the 1 button and it will light up that you want to get involved with the conversation. And because it's going to be a very riveting conversation tonight because I'm just getting started. And I want everybody to know that. The reason why I'm getting started, because I don't know how long we have before the new internet is introduced to us. I do not know how long we have until the new internet is introduced to us. So I'm letting you know that. I see somebody heard me. 1437, please come on in there. OE Drive On, 1437.
Peace.
Peace, brother.
You hearing me?
I hear you. Go ahead. Make your point.
Yeah. All right. The that 666 number, 666, when you add it all up, you get 1 and 8. 1 and 8 gives you that 9. That's that birth. They bring it in something into life. You know, they birth in something. They're creating something. And if you notice that 666, you flip it up, you get 3 9s. That 3 9s comes back to 9 again. So there's a numerical science there that we're not paying attention to. attention to, that you brought our attention to. It's a creation and a fulfillment, because 9 is the highest number you can count to. I don't care if you go up to 10 gazillion, you still got to use from 0 to 9 to make
all
the numbers. So they're working some science on us, and it's some trickery going on, having us thinking that the 666 is all evil and devilish, when in reality what they're doing is they're flipping the script on us and distracting us, you know, with all these other, for lack of a better word right now, these distractions. So we have to remain focused, and we have to do our studies and make sure that we understand the science of numbers and how they affect us and how they play a role in our daily lives. Everything is mathematics. It's one of the highest sciences there is.
And that's absolutely correct.
One of the things they use to control us. You know, so we got to stay on top of the ball. And this New World Order thing ain't nothing new. New World Order thing is nothing new. It's something that comes from ancient times where people are always trying to implement a new order in order to maintain control, civility, and ma'at when it came to our people. That order was for ma'at, violence, harmony, and peace. But this new order that they're bringing in is not really an order of orders to create chaos. And out of that chaos, they're going to grab us, put that noose around our necks, which is that chip.
You know that already. I'm gonna ask you a question because I appreciate you calling, because I know the knowledge level you hold. When we don't look at ourselves and try to know our body and what we about, don't we do a disservice to ourselves more than they can ever do. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Remember, the ancestors said, know thyself. But unfortunately, we think knowing ourselves is reading a book about what this person said a long time ago. Yeah, that's knowing self and kind. But you have to know your individual self. And the only way you know yourself is by experiencing yourself. Remember, experience and experiment. Scientists, they perform experiments, and from these experiments, they gain experience. From this experience, they gain knowledge. So in order for us to really have knowledge of self, we have to experience ourselves. We have to investigate ourselves. We have to know ourselves. We have to know what we're eating, what we're drinking, how we're living, how we're sleeping. We have to be in harmony with that gold, the sun, that silver, the moon. So we have to know what we're doing. You know, we're not in tune with anything. We're completely out of order. And this new world order that they're going to bring us into is not going to bring us into any other order. It's going to keep us in their order. So in order to combat that, what we need to do is we need to create a system. We need to get off of this lifestyle kick that everybody's on. Oh, I got this lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. A style is like a shirt. I got this style shirt tomorrow, and the week after that, I got a different style shirt. What we need to do is we need to come up with systems like our ancestors. Look at what they did and use some of what they did and bring in new ideas and new ways to develop a system wherein which we can live and maintain true peace, order, and harmony, not only within the individual self, but within the collective self.
And I agree 100% on that one. Also, I believe that we must come into a new order within ourselves, everybody. We must flip the script on what they're telling us and use it for our advantage, because a new order can start with us as well. Doesn't mean it has to be with that. We can have a new order within our own possibility. Man, let me go keep this going. Y'all keep it going, because we are going to heat this thing up, because I see things happening, and we're going to have to make decisions fast. And right quick before I go to 1-877, I put on drybonesconnectiontoday.com a few things, and I think y'all should go look it up. Go on the website. Tell me what you think we need to do to get the message. I believe I have to listen to everybody, because guess what? I don't know it all. So in saying so, I found a beautiful video from Mississippi, the state of Mississippi. Believe it or not, it's very, very progressive. They are creating what they call alternative economics. And what that meant was they were turning back to what the ancestors was doing to survive during the Civil War and after the Civil War. And if you go on there and click on there and hear what she had to say, you can call in and make your opinion over there and get some ideas, because guess what it was? It was just bartering together. We made it through us. So when it said, let us make man our image, you better study what us really means. Because you can make anything in the image of what we want it to be if we, all of us, will get involved. Let me go into 1-877, because we're going to break this down tonight. Go ahead, 1-877.
Hello, Ty Bones. How are you?
What's up? What's up, sister?
What's up, man?
I am enjoying the show. And I just wanted to say that the 666, I learned a lot of great information on that, and it's fascinating. And I would love for you to elaborate on the connection of raw materials to the planets and the luminaries. I never knew that connection.
Okay, say that one more time for me. I couldn't hear you. Say that one more time.
I would love for you to elaborate a little bit more about how the raw material is connected to the planets and the luminaries, the moon, which we're saying earlier.
Okay. Yes, and I think that's a very good question. Thank you, sister. Stay with me on that one. Let's face it, y'all. Many of us, and those of you who do know, help me out. If you want to get on this, please help me out. For years, we never thought about what metals really mean to the planet Earth. And I'm speaking in my perspective. We never thought about why gold and silver is the real money. Not paper, not fiat. But it's in the Bible. And I'm going to give you the symbol of the Bible. Because you're making a lot of noise. Somebody is. The symbol of the Bible, it says, in the lower with gold and silver. Just look up that in the Bible Concordance. It'll pop up. In the lower with gold and silver. That was what he was considering as money in that book. Because that is the planetary usage of it. And it's strange that these type of metals are used in the symbology of the Bible. If you look at Nebuchadnezzar, he uses gold, silver, bronze, and everything. When he got the iron, now, I'm going to give you this understanding now. See, I'm going to give y'all something y'all ain't thought about, but listen carefully, because it just comes to you when you know what's going on. I just look. It says, and iron was the feet before the clay. Because before it was clay, it was iron. The clay substance is nothing. But the iron substance, the planet that dominates the iron, is Mars. And you just had the first blood moon. Now, Mars is the god of war in the Roman Empire.
Oh, wow.
The god of war. And so, since it's the god of war, you are seeing a planetarian, unbelievable. I'm so happy we get to see it. I hope I see all four. Because the only reason why the moon turns to blood red is because of the illumination from the sun, which is gold, hitting off Mars and backing off to silver. Are y'all listening? For those of you that thought we niggas was crazy because we told y'all to send y'all money and buy the black man's gold with the silver, y'all check that out. I'm going to say it one more time, see if y'all really hear it. It's backing off of silver. The sun is gold. It hits the Mars and turns the moon red. So they let you know. And if you did not know this, I'm going to throw this at you. Because, see, the reason why they took the shoes off of Dorothy, her shoes was red in the beginning. How many of y'all knew that? She had ruby red shoes. Yes. And in the Wizard of Oz, she had ruby red shoes. He was a master mason on Brahm, just in case you did not know that. So that's where all this is going. Now, I'm going to stay briefly because other people want to get on the line. They know just as much as me. Now, the salt
Dragon.
Thing. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You keep on mentioning the feet. That's the
yeah.
root chakra, right? So it's
go ahead. What'd you say?
To the root chakra.
Right,
that
go ahead. What you
connected to the feet is connected because you keep on mentioning the feet, and that's the root chakra, correct?
Right. There's a chakra in the feet as well. And if you know, because the sister asked me about the analogy between that, I'm using the Bible because I have to, I understand it, because most of our people have read it the most. And those of you who are readers of the Quran, I'm going to have to get a brother who I feel qualified to give you the same synopsis. Nebuchadnezzar said the statue, before it got to the feet of clay, before there was still, it was iron, which represents the Iron Age. So, in saying so, the feet was weak. And those of you who are brothers who know how you become erected is from the bottom up for the erecting blood to come flow. So the feet was hit in Nebuchadnezzar, and the statue fell. And all you who understand about the resurrection know that Isis and Horus, he had to be found. And that's why it's so holy today is the holy resurrection, because you mentioned the feet. See, we don't even think about the blood flow, see, because we don't know the body. Because we don't even think about, man, how my brothers think about how you get hard. You don't worry about your blood flow. You can only get hard through a blood flow. I don't care if woman's fine as hell. The woman could be fine as hell. If you don't got proper blood flow, that's why they made Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
To help your blood flow. So the feet was hit.
So then that means that, I'm sorry,
go
that
ahead.
Means then that they are controlling the fertilization through that.
Are they controlling the fertilization? They were smart enough to Planned Parenthood. I mentioned Bill Gates earlier. Bill Gates is with Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has called the black queens to kill more. Now, listen, black queens, don't get mad at me because I ain't come up with this. These are statistics. Our black queens have killed more babies than World War II, most other wars. Now, y'all do the statistics. I'm not making that up. When I found that out, I was like, God, damn, this is unreal. Thank goodness I wasn't wicked enough to kill my kids. But sometimes you got to go with the flow. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that because, you know, this is your body. You should have free reign over it, so I'm not going to tell you what you should do with your body. But I'm just telling you the concept for what she just said was to have them use reverse psychology of genocide. I mean that you can kill yourself without us killing you. I mean, y'all heard the Willie Lynch thing. It's just a representation of a new thing. One thing I must say, as the brother spoke earlier, this is not new. There's nothing new under the sun, which is the primordial power. Now, let's face it. The sun is needed. Y'all know y'all need the sun. You know, I don't want to keep going there, but Monday show, and if I don't do Monday show with this particular place, because Blog Talk, I know you're listening, you should have it where we do not get cut off when we pay you $30. Okay, Blog Talk? So if not, I'm going to Free Talk, which would be soon enough be known, which would be probably Talk Shoe. So we'll keep that known, so because I know they listen. Because ain't no way I can be getting cut off all the time and they don't notice. Anyway, back to the reality world. That's what's happening. And see, they know the sex. That's why, again, all you listen, I'm going to take more calls. All you listen to know sex sells. They know that. They got that already planned out because it's in the alchemistic rituals, sex. Because the woman is the Stargate. They know that. Because even though they want to say anything, if it comes, even if it comes out of a black hole, it's still a hole. And even if you don't like to hear yourself called a hole, the context means you're pussy. I'm just going to make it plain. And so they know that. So tonight's show, we're going to keep it plain because they know that if they can stop people coming out the Stargate, then that's half the battle. And we are doing it for them because, of course, they know that. Now, let me just make a few more points, and then we're going to carry on because I do not know everything. So I want everybody to realize that you have just as much to say than I do. The zodiac signs, you've been taught in church to hate them, just like you've been taught in church to hate Egypt. You've been taught in church to hate Egypt. But the zodiac signs, when you really take a good look at your book, it says your own Kaaba, the Karas, the Messiah, was found by these three individuals who was looking for him because they had such great gifts by a star. Automatically, common sense say, ooh, a star. Where's a star? In the sky. What's the study of stars? Astrology. How hard is that? I'm keeping it plain. That's simple. It's astrology. If you're looking at stars and you know how to go and travel with stars, that means you understand astrology. Could that possibly be wicked? So if your preacher is teaching that, you need to go up there and smack the shit out of his ass for lying. But I'm not going to go there. Let me go to 5959. Go ahead, 5959.
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? How you feel?
Oh, doing good, brother. Brother Montu Hotel.
Go ahead, Montu. What you going on? Help me out of here. I need all the sisters been helping me. I'm bringing the Keela back in here. She been helping. What you think about this as well?
I came in a little late, so which part are we dealing with? Because I heard bits and pieces.
Well, what part you hear? So I can bring you up to speed. What part you hear?
Oh, shoot. The last thing we were talking about was, I heard a sister say about the 666.
Okay, the 666, told people tonight, is about 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons. So the war is against the human, the man, which is us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the war. The war is against us. So you know that's the body of man. That's the atom. So you can fill in because I'm sure you're aware of everything.
I'm still learning on stuff. I think the one thing we have to look at with our people, and, I ain't going to share who the person was, but our people from slavery and the atrocity that was done to us, we're still dealing with a lot of mental scarring.
Uh-huh.
And the mental scarring they did with us was first hate yourself, hate where you come from, deny that we were on this continent at one time prior.
Yeah.
Because we got melanated people all the way from the Pacific all the way up to the Atlantic. So that means you tell
That's
me
right.
on the Americas we weren't here. So they're lying. So
that's right.
We've been taught our skin is bad, which is the 666. You know what I'm saying? The best makeup of man. These people did a very good job. They're very organized. They have made us like that show Fear Factor. We fear everything. We're scared of everything. We're scared of our own shadow. So for all the people who have become enlightened, which they tell you if you learn too much, that's of the devil. Now here's the problem. The real devils that control us want you to be deaf, dumb, and blind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're deaf, dumb, and blind, and you half read the Bible, and you really can't break it as a codex book, then you just as lost as them, and they got full control over you. But they like you when you like that. They like the sheep. You know, when you become a goat, they hate you. because goats climb. So as long as you're down there sniffing the next goat butt, you're good. You're all right. You righteous all our back though. We love you. You're a good little one. So that's what majority of people is. And once we enlighten our brothers and sisters, people who are receiving this, their antennas are up and they're receiving it, those are the ones we talk to. You know, these shows are great, what you're doing, Brother Drybone. It doesn't matter if Blog Talk keeps hating it. You know, we're going to keep doing it. I know they're here.
That's right.
They can't stop.
That's right.
We're on their behind.
That's right.
And if you take one of us out, there's going to be 10 more of us. The problem with us that's the way we got to see. They figured out if, and I hope everybody resonates what I'm saying. Stop saying we need a leader. We need leaders. And I ain't talking about them clowns, them Jesse Jackson and those propped up pimps, Reverend Sharpton and his cronies. Those are clowns. We need leaders. We got to start with these young men and women, get them off of Nicki Minaj and that little girl, little one, oh, excuse me, Wendy, and turn them back into men and women who are going to stand for a cause. If we start doing that, we'll be all right. But it's going to start from a small amount of people.
That's right. I agree with you, man. Quit thinking that everything got to start with a huge amount. That's why I'm telling you the code words in the book that you read is remnant. Look up the word remnant, everybody who read that King James Version. That's the version that I have to deal with. Those of you who are into higher levels of books, just bear with me, please. But the book of that we're going to get into sometimes in the future will be the book of Enoch. That will be touched on for a lot of reasons. And we would have a big show on that because we're finding out a lot of the books that was taken out of the authorized King James Version Bible written in,
1611.
Okay, it ended in 1611, but they started 7 years before that, and that's when they finished it in 1611. So 1611 is when the completion was done. Now, I want y'all to realize, let's think simple. Let's not be too, you know, I don't want to be, I always tell people, it's funny how the books that sell the most is the one that says for dummies, like accounting for dummies. They're making millions because they know the people don't need to hear all that stuff. So I'm going to make it plain, like Melvin said. It took him 7 years. Listen carefully now. I want to see how deep this is. It took him 7 years to complete the book, King Authorized Version. Then, if you look up clearly, it took 52 writers. 5 + 2 = 7. Complete the book with Sir Francis Bacon being the overseer. Are y'all understanding where I'm coming from with this? These people have what I call a cultic mentality that is not wicked or evil in the eyes of most, but those who use it to their advantage. And because we don't use our powers to our advantage, that's why we were watching Bewitched. You didn't get it. You didn't get why Samantha, because you didn't know what Samantha meant. It meant the house of, what's the word, Samuel? The house of Samuel is the Baphomet. That's why Bewitched's name was Samantha. Well, I'm having a good time tonight. Anyway, let's go. Let's keep going. 7777. Let's get, how you feel, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Jack Ross? I'm kind of like on a way right now. So. Pretty good, pretty good. Just catching another show, man. Wonderful show. I just think that we haven't really kind of engaged in terms of like the intellectual approach in terms of trying to lay down, you know, I guess proper avenues of dealing and communicating even within ourselves. But again, we are on that journey with this think tank, which I'm really looking forward to taking in.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Right now, I'm actually in Atlanta right now, but I'll be heading down to Miami tomorrow. But right, I was just listening tonight pretty much. I caught the last show, but I'm pretty much listening tonight, and I'm just enjoying the discussion. I just think that they've done a good job, and the many tentacles of the onslaught is really dumbing down and keeping a popular, especially our community, and just utter complete ignorance, wallowing in darkness in terms of just accepting, just being oblivious to what's really going on as outside observers, you know. And that's where I guess we would have definitely want to engage. And we can't do it on the entertainment, like you would say, to take a word from you, edutainment or whatever is a term for you that really like. And we would have to really engage the intellect a little bit and see if we can get, and like the brother I was just on, Brother Montu, and that try to get these young men and young women really to get to engage on that level now, because they're not going to be able to do it following these examples that are out there right now.
No.
You know, to be able to decipher all of this, to decipher all of these different tentacles that are pretty much wrapped around our minds, our community, we got to pretty much engage it, brother. And this show is, like I said, I'm really proud of you on this show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'll continue your support as always. Because I'm not a one. See, like the brother Matsu said, he said basically, he said we need leaders. That means with an S. Because see, the trick that they taught us was just plural, leader. Leader is dictator. I don't think they understand English. What you think? See, that's what killed me about people, talking about they read Black Law Dictionary, and then when it comes down to the real deal of the Masonic esoteric version, leader is a bad word if it's in a singular, a pluralistic form. That means one person means dictator. S means all of us, anybody. We all can join in. You know, we need leaders. Because leaders means public, a confederation of people on the same thinking of Mayat in different perspectives. Don't have to be the same way all the time. Nothing is concrete. But it is definitely in the mold of an image of reciprocity, meaning that if I do unto you, you do unto me. We seem to not understand it, but I'm about to give some schematic. I keep saying, let me stop. I got to keep, do not watch the History Channel unless you watch some definitely brothers in who have went to Egypt, like, you know, Ashwa and Dr. Ben and, you know, Dr. Clark and Dr. Ngimi and Shay Diat. Y'all need to watch that. Bobby Hemet, you name it, my favorite, and I love Luke Harris because he gave the exposure to the Boule. People don't realize that. That man risked his life. He's dead now, y'all, if you do not know that. Steve Coakley is dead. Based off the knowledge he gave us, he is dead. Not many realize how he opened that third eye to see that it was a secret order of blacks that was at the level of the Griffin. And the Griffin is being displayed on TV every NBA game. They gone now, thank God. I hate the Clippers. Can't stand their ass. The Heat gonna win the championship. But the Clippers had this dude. His skills in basketball is very well. I don't look at the basketball because I'm able to discern from everything that a person do. It's because he played basketball, he's good. But his symbolism that he projects to the imagery is not that good. He has a red outfit on with a griffin, which is a symbol of the Boule. So Steve Coakley was not wrong. If you don't know how to figure that out. Steve Coakley is absolutely on point. Thank you, Steve. I hope your spirit has transcended into the third realm. Let me go to, I'll see another caller, 0262. You on the air, OE Drive On. Go ahead, 0262, you on the air.
Oh, hey, Dry Bones. This is Mary Neal. I called. I was enjoying your show. I just want you to know that it's so refreshing to meet with brothers and sisters who are seeking knowledge and sharing knowledge on the airwaves. And as you said, we don't know how long we will have to enjoy the privilege. I just want you to know that black men have the most musical voices to me. I used to get on the train and to ride to work in the morning, and I could just, you know, rest my eyes and just listen to the beautiful tones of black men's voices. And I was doing that as you and the last caller were talking. Oh, that's such a beautiful and soulful sound, a black man's voice. And I really enjoy that. I enjoy hearing people discuss intelligent topics, what was and what is and what is likely to come. These are intelligent considerations. And I congratulate you on gathering an audience who can share with you on this level and who can learn from you on this level. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. My name is Mary Love Justice.
That's right. That's right. Mary, I'm going to tell about you. Don't you have to worry. Me and Mary met years ago on email because I've seen her calls. She had an issue with mental health. Now, those of you in the Miami area, I want you to listen carefully to this. We had an article on our own radio wave of mistreatment of the mentally ill. Y'all who know what I'm talking about, you have seen it on our news. They were beating them. They were starving. Well, this sister here is a champion for that cause for the mentally ill because her brother was part of the same situation I just named. And Mary, I'm going to tell you,
I was so surprised because the way they killed the guy in Florida is that the guards allegedly put him in a scalding hot shower and killed him that way, boiled him to death in a scalding hot shower. And we know that a brother who was mentally ill up in New York in February, they burned him to death on Rikers Island. They turned up the heat in the cell that he was in, you know, just
that's
concrete
right. That's right.
Walls.
They turned the heat up, that's right.
And they baked him like a chicken. So I want you to notice the correlation between the way they're killing our mentally dysfunctional people. They're killing them with heat, which is the closest that they can get to lynching. They want to burn them to death. And so this one brother there in Florida, they put him in the shower, and they scalded him to death. And the other brother up in Rikers Island, they put him in a cell, and then they turned up the heat to the point that even Associated Press said that he literally roasted. And so they're killing our mentally challenged men by fire, just as though they could actually, you know, if they could, they would like to actually lynch them and you. And so this is what they're doing. Now, like any predatory beast, they don't go after the strongest, they go after the weakest. And when you think about it, there is no one weaker in society than someone who can't even think rationally. Likely they're poor because if you can't think rationally, you can't work and you can't generate income. So they can't think rationally and they're poor and they're black. So when you put those three together, you have a triple whammy. And they kill them every day. But we don't always hear about it, just like my brother. He was secretly arrested and murdered in Memphis Shelby County Jail. And they covered it up through the Jenny Cochran firm Floyd. Now, let me tell you an interesting thing.
That's right.
The Jenny Cochran firm has also gone and gotten that case of Murdaugh, Jerome Murdaugh, who they murdered in Rikers Island. And now we'll see if the Jenny Cochran firm is told to go get that case of the black man that they murdered by scalding in Florida. I want you to start noticing that the Cochran firm is sent to get any cases where guards and police officers have crossed the line so badly that they can't recover. In other words, they can't think of an excuse for what they did. There's absolutely no explanation for what they did. That's the cases they want the Cochran firm for. And so they got the Cochran firm for Jerome Murdaugh. They got the Cochran firm for Chavis Carter, that young black man who committed suicide after he had been searched twice, handcuffed behind his back, double locked, and he shot himself in the right temple, although he was left-handed, although he was handcuffed, although he had been searched twice, although he was sitting in the back of the car, and although he wasn't even arrested for a serious crime. So they got the Cochran firm for that case. The Cochran firm defrauds black people for the system, and their job is to hold down settlements. And if they can, like with my family, since we went there the first day they murdered my brother, we went to the Cochran firm, not knowing we were going to COINTELPRO. When they get it soon enough, they can keep you from getting anything. Because it never hits the press. And they told us that we were never to discuss Larry's secret arrest and murder with anyone. And if anybody asks us anything about it, we're to have them call the Cochran firm. And they would answer for us. We weren't to give any responses to anyone. And I've seen lawyers tell people stuff like that on TV. So we agreed to it. But what happened is they were really keeping it quiet for the jail. And then they wrote us through U.S. mail for it, telling us what they were doing in the case, and they were actually doing zero. And this is what they'll do. They'll let your statute of limitations go back while they are free to use U.S. mail for it to write you about false status about your case. And that's mail for what they're allowed to do for it on black people. And before I let you go, I'll tell you the
I'm going to say, before you even finish, make sure you tell everybody how to reach you, because Mary is not, listen to everybody, Mary is not just talking. Mary is in the trenches. She in the trenches. There's a soldier sister here. She's fighting, just like, and she was the one who she's connected to. If you don't know it, she knows Reverend Pickney. These soldiers are all out through the country. She's not here in Florida. She's in her own state fighting. So I know this for a fact, because for many years, me and Mary have talked. Now, before she make her last point, me and Mary got into a little debate some years ago about Johnny Cochran when she first told me about the Johnny Cochran firm. Because I had no idea how Johnny Cochran firm, because remember, everybody, he had died. I told her before he died, Johnny Cochran was about to put the biggest case together for human rights for black America. And he was going to take it to the world court. And me and Mary got into it a little bit. Mary seen what I was saying. And they somehow, I don't want to say this word, but he just ended up dying somehow. And me and Mary was, my sister was so smart enough. What they did was she gave me all the names of the people who was in charge now. And you all go look them up, because you have a goddamn computer. go to Google and put the names in, you would find out these people have just taken over and changed Johnny Cochran's philosophy, and now Johnny Cochran firm is against who he was going to fight for. Thank you. Come on, Mary, give me the last bit and tell me how to reach you. Tell them how to reach you.
You can just try to email me at marylovesjustice@gmail.com. But you see, the Cochran firm is saving these people, not millions, but billions of dollars per year on payouts for black people's lawsuits. So they saved $3 billion on one lawsuit alone, and that was the Mann versus Ford Motor Company, when the Ford Motor Company was deliberately dumping paint sludge that killed a bunch of Native Americans up there in the Ramapo people. But these Native Americans were special. The problem with them is that they had taken in runaway slaves, so they look black. Even though they talk Native American and they have a Native American culture, they look black. And the U.S. government has never given them recognition. So they qualified for the Cochran firm fraud. They took that case that by their own estimate was worth $3 billion because their land is contaminated. They've lost a whole generation of people through deaths of cancers and emphysema and all of those dreaded diseases that go along with environmental contamination. And the thing is that they were supposed to recover for them $3 billion, but guess what they settled for?
How much?
$12.5 million. That's the price of one wrongful death. And these people almost have nobody in their tribe over age 50 and almost no children because, you know, environmental racism cases, who gets killed are usually the elders and kids. But I just want to tell you real quickly, in California, a class of black people went to the Cochran firm because their employer was discriminating, racially discriminating against them. And they must have had a pretty good case, so the Cochran firm got with their boss and worked out a plan. They had these people come in and sign a non-disclosure statement for mediation. They said, we could get your money quicker in mediation than if we went to court. So would you sign for us to mediate the case? You have to sign a confidentiality agreement. And so the eight black people went in there and signed the confidentiality agreement. Then the Jenny Cochran firm took their signature page from that confidentiality agreement, slapped it onto the back of a settlement agreement, and settled those people's case for a sum that they had not even talked to them about, that they would not have agreed to, just fraudulently changed their signature page onto a settlement agreement that they had never even talked to their clients about. This is the kind of stuff they do.
That's what they're doing. And I know that to be fact because they're allowed to do it because Johnny Cochran firm has changed everybody. An Alabama firm has taken over. But, Mary, give them your give them one more time, and then we're going to take some more calls. Give them one more time how to contact
you
so they can.
I just want y'all to know about it. Please beware of them, especially if the police kill somebody in your family. Please be aware
them.
And please just look my articles up. Just put in Mary Loves Justice in your Google browser. Thank you very much. Thank you, Trevor.
No, babe, you know I love you about that. You've been doing this for a long time, and you, like I say, many of us who know what you're doing, we love you. Keep it going. And like I say, for those of you who do not know this, the mentally ill, which is what the black community does not like to talk about. Like our ass is not crazy. We got some crazy family members. And y'all know this. And they run around, and we still love them, but the police don't love them. The system don't love them. So what happens is when we love them, they get caught up in a situation, they kill them. And I'm going to tell you why they kill them. And me and Mary talked about this a long time ago. Y'all seem to not forget. Our bodies is worth money, y'all. These organs that we got, they want this shit.
Yes.
They want
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
They want the young people's
yeah.
body parts. And when they get the young people body parts, then you find out how prevalent this is. Now, just yesterday, I'm not saying this, so don't get mad at me. In New York, they found a child pornography ring that was run by rabbis, police officers, and a school. No, take that back. They didn't put on school. It was a, He was a YMCA something. Y'all go look it up. It's on Google. Just punch it in. New York. And I'm saying to myself, look at the people who at a high levels are able to perpetrate this fraud on us. A
mm-hmm.
rabbi. That means, now I'm going to tell everybody, you know, because we like to kick knowledge so y'all understand this. This ain't new. They had a movie a long time ago with Nick Nolte. Y'all want to go, y'all into movies, go to Netflix and get Nick Nolte movie called Coma. Coma. They were putting people in comas to take the body parts. They had a whole hospital wing of bodies hanging in the air where they would take out, they would keep them alive through a water solution. Water solution keeps people alive because I just gave you the elements. But you don't know alchemy. So you don't know how to keep a body functioning even though it's dead, do you? That's why they call you the night of the living dead. I said last week, y'all, and no one, you know, I'm waiting for the people to call me who, you know, got all these people calling them. They got more people than me calling them. Told them on Monday that it's called Cemetery Law, which means night of, Michael Jackson did a movie called Thriller, and he was walking through a cemetery. And you think you know law? And there's a law called Cemetery Law? Meaning that everybody is dead. Everybody. And you telling me you wearing these hats and these feathers, telling me you know law? All right, let me go back to real people. Okay, let me get some more phone calls. Let me get, that's ridiculous. Let me get, I see, who's 0262? That's you, Mary? 0262, you want to get on the air? Is that you, Mary? Matu, I got you on. I got Sister. Let me see. Let me bring some more. That's a lot of callers. Y'all just listening. I see y'all just want to listen. And if you do not want to listen, tell somebody about it, go to Dry Bones, because I'm going to start promoting this because we ain't got much time. I can tell that the people do not know what's really happening, and they're running a high level. Thank you, brothers, who are in the ancient craft, because without us, we would not be able to even closely explain this to our people. I thank all of y'all. We have 46 minutes left. We will try to get more knowledge out here that we can. I want most of you who are listening.
Brother Drive.
Mary made it. Go ahead, Brother Matu. Make a point.
The one point I want to say, I want to want everybody to check this out. It's real funny. This has been an open mic night, and you have not gone in and out. You have been able to stay on. You notice this? You're able to stay on. Okay?
Yeah.
Anytime you bring that stuff, and we talk about the little stuff I'll be putting out here about the Yaku, a.k.a. Jacob, got a problem.
Yep.
You deal with Michael Jackson. I'd just like to see him probably do some on Illuminati. But Tupac, they're probably shut off too again. Anytime
no, actually,
you people power stuff, go ahead.
actually, we're going to do a show on that. But, you know, I'm not on the computer. I'm on my cell phone. I shouldn't even say that. They might turn that off. Everybody, I want y'all to know this. I could not get on my own computer, which is top-notch, brought by QVC, and I'm having problems for a program that I pay for. Y'all think about that.
Yeah.
And we talk about the Internet is free. The internet is about to be switched up, y'all. Y'all can play with it if you want to. You have given them all the information they need. I'm here to tell everybody that. Y'all have, we have given all the information they need. They work off information. They've been showing you in movies information. As a matter of fact, many of you have had your ID stolen who are on this call. Stolen. I have friends here who have their ID been stolen. They can't even get a Social Security check. So y'all keep playing with it. Now I'm hearing calls. Now I'm hearing phone ring. I don't know why I'm hearing rings in my phone, but a phone ring.
MATL02. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Can y'all hear me?
MATL02.
Okay.
The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
I don't know why that's coming on my phone, y'all. Okay. So let me get to this.
Oh my God. Wow.
I haven't called a person. Now, obviously we're talking high degree knowledge. People are now dropping off. We had 8177 drop off. 0262 has now dropped off. I am telling you the internet's going to change. All who's on the internet now, like Alex Jones, who do not mention black people, y'all understand that. Alex Jones don't mention black people. He say he is for black people, but when you start telling me about the founding fathers are the way to go, y'all better look at that. Now, before we keep going on, because this is weird, maybe they're getting late. What time is it? It's 10. It's not even 11 o'clock. And we have people have not seen their calls. And here you go. Thank you. I'm going to put you back in here. Hey, y'all stay online. 8177, you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, stay with us. I'm going to keep you online because I don't, you know, I'm hearing stuff on my phone that I don't know why I'm hearing it. Anyway. Michael Jackson, but I'm going to still stick with what we talk about on Dry Bones Connections, every show connects. How many of y'all know that the symbol for Saturn is the cross? And y'all knew that? Look it up.
No.
The symbol for Saturn is the cross. And right now the war is between Saturn. I'm going to give you what they fight, because see, y'all don't understand. That's why they're in space. They're looking for planetary function. The war is between Saturn and Pluto. Saturn means materialistic power. Listen carefully. Saturn means materialistical power. And Pluto means transformation. That means all of us who want truth, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding, we are transforming.
Yeah,
our molecules are transforming. That's why they showing you through these movies, but we ain't getting it. It's really us. That's why they keep saying 666. Your molecules are changing. Now, the sun is about to do some shit. It's making solar flares at a high level. I go online sometimes to NASA just to see what NASA's showing me. Dr. Clark told us this. He said, study your enemy. That's chess. That's why blood on the dance floor is Michael Jackson. I'm gonna keep that because we just talked about that. I gotta keep these shows together. Blood on the dance floor, the checker floor is chess. So now we're noticing that they're using the sun, which means personal power, personal expression. And that explains why they keep showing it. Now, they're not showing everything. Now, everybody, I'm going to say this clearly, and we're going back to the line. And I'm going to give, I don't hear, you know, I'm going to tell you something, what's going on. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Have y'all been noticing who those of you follow Facebook? Because Facebook is a good, I can see why NSA is studying Facebook, because I can go on Facebook and see the thinking about how dumb my ass is. I go on Facebook, I say, God damn, we fucked up. Now, those of you putting out good shit, thank you. I appreciate you. But those who got to tell us when they ate a biscuit a couple of minutes ago, and they get more hits, and they get more hits than people who putting out sacred knowledge, shows you how ignorant we have become.
Mm-hmm.
If a person who eat a biscuit get more knowledge from somebody who's telling you about your life going in a better path, get a million hits and you only get 150. That's why it's called the remnant. So don't get upset. I just gave you, it's in your Bible. The word remnant means you ain't going to get a lot of people. So don't worry about it. Don't get mad because a few people hit. When one person hit, you click on to him or her and check out they thinking. That's how Facebook got to be used now. I'm giving you the strategy of Facebook to stay away from these ignorant-ass motherfuckers who ain't going to do nothing but bring you down, because if you don't talk the same way they talk, you crazy. You crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they got you. Oh, man, you ain't. So you crazy. So understand that. So you are battling materialistic powers, which is the cross. Now, when you see Pluto symbol, I'm going to see if y'all go look Pluto symbol up to see how the cross and Pluto mix. When you see the cross and Pluto symbol, punch it in Google. You have seen it all your life and never knew what they were saying to you. Now, we're going to go further on because we still got, I guess, some good time. And y'all still open. Y'all mics are open. My two, you still open, so you can feel free to make a comment. I got 1-877 open. And so if y'all feel like making a comment, help me out because I need help.
I got a quick comment.
Dry bones. Oh. My two jumped. He's first. Go ahead. You next.
No, I mean, the sister can go first. It's fine.
I got to be fair. No, he was. I heard you first.
Go ahead.
I got to get everybody a fair chance. So go ahead. Make it clear. That's it. Well, my sister's going to kick it when she get on there. She's going to kick it. I got your back, baby. I got your back.
Hey, well, here's all I can say is that today they was on the radio and they was talking about 2015. They're talking about going to the moon. Oh, excuse me, going back to the moon. And they was on there talking about they dropped debris and what kind of lie they come up with? They dropped debris, trash, and all this stuff. And I'm listening to even the radio station. It was even funny to them. But there's so much propaganda that these people have made up to keep people under the spell, because they cast spells every day. And your TV, your radio. That's why a lot of times in African American culture and just all of us around the world, we had a thing about don't go watch on TV and don't go to those movies. They probably didn't understand what they were doing, but you do have to watch them because you will pick up the frequency that they're putting out there. But they are very good at propaganda. And why now you talking about you're going to go through where we're going? Where they had to catch us and they were going back. And the guys on the radio still was talking about, they were talking, what was the movie they did? It was not too long when they showed about the about being on the moon. Then they had an old movie showing how they said it looked fake. But,
yeah, that was O.J. Simpson. That was Capricorn 1. Everybody, go look up Capricorn 1. You'll love that movie, Capricorn 1.
So it's getting to the point where they had a lot of the people back then. I mean, yeah, they got out into space. Did they go on and walk on there? I don't believe that. There's too much stuff to that show that was fake. But tell our people that, or anybody, I mean, black, white, green, red, or yellow, because multiple people know this, they'll believe it like it was so-called gospel. So they play with people's minds. Maybe now they figure out, oh, okay, we get the space station out there. Maybe we can get close enough to get there now. When you told people all this time that you was already there. So this was a lot of lies going on.
I'm glad you made that point about lies. There's a lot of lies going on. Now, everybody, listen to what that brother just said. There's a lot of lies going on. In your book, it says you will become lovers of lies. And the truth will become a lie. And the lie will become a truth. That's why it's so hard for brothers and sisters to reach people, because you tell the people the truth, but they love a lie. They don't intentionally mean to love a lot. It took like about 150 years to make people love everything. So you figure you've been in stupidity for, excuse me, 300, 400 with the help of a lot of other people. So 40 years of just everybody being dumb, down, and us who able to go through the system to find us out. And I'm going to tell everybody who has taken the time out to look this up and to make this part of your life, you blessed. Because you're not under the fear tactic. Your fear is gone. Your fear should be gone. Because we know something coming. We can't figure out. Some of us who are older, you may not see it. Those of us who are not as old, we might have what is considered what the prophets wanted to see, for those of you who read the Bible. But I'm going to give you some more tidbits, because what we talked about tonight, the 666, is used as a fear tactic. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of more information on that, because I want you to pay attention, because you must at least know that they know who we are. So carbon is what we exhale, carbon dioxide. They want you to have a carbon emission tax. That word is a key word for the elite and the other orders. Forget about what you in. You might be in a righteous order or was perceived. These people in these other orders, they have been given orders to commit genocide. That word was not in our, if you look up etymology, the word genocide is a not, it's a older, it's a younger word. It's not a word that was in the ancient words. So that lets you know that we did not practice genocide. So when you understand that when a word comes into existence, that's when it began the thought of killing of everybody. It wasn't done until this particular time frame. That's why we try to tell you facts matters. I don't want to hear no, you know, mystical fact means we ain't see that type of genocidal mentality. It was not recorded as we wiped out everybody. Now in the Bible, before I get to what next we're going to talk, the Bible does mention genocide, but no one wants to talk about it in church. If a dude tell you to kill everybody and you're going to be the next Don, and you, forget to kill, I forgot what he forgot to kill. He just left something. And homeboy say, you forgot something? Oh, well, you ain't the king now. So that's genocide, because the man missed one thing. Now, you might not want to hear that because you brainwashed. But the common sense person, thank you for coming, means that he understood enough to say, well, damn, I have to kill everybody? And that word means genocide. Everybody. And well, so because you keep, get right on in there, help me out.
No, I mean, this is how they get by with that. And I feel bad because I was raised in, all of us, majority of us on here probably have, is they'll say, well, the Lord deemed them to kill them for their unrighteousness. And
right.
They'll take that same scripture, and they can go into Africa. They can go into South America. People don't understand
you,
how they use this book. And,
yes,
you know, a lot of our people in church don't want to hear this because they don't like truth. They don't know that they've used that to subjugate their own people, their own ancestors, beat them down. If anybody had to listen, look up called Manifest Destiny. Look
That's
up there.
It.
That's what the military used. They could, they'll tell you that they can go down to any so-called third world country, which is a lie, and subjugate people who are really following God, beat them to death, take all their minerals, leave them with a book, a Bible, and at least I got you to Jesus. This is how sick these people have done. Not all of them. This is just
not
elite.
All, right.
And justified.
I'm gonna be fair. See, when you're a true griot, you do not leave yourself out because the brother earlier, and we're gonna have more shows on this, because this is a very, once you understand the genetic code, which they talk about, we don't. Yaku was mentioned for us to years, but it's even deeper than we're just looking up and hearing about it. This genetic code that is going on is one of the major power plays in the world. why you want to do, and if y'all don't understand what stem cell research is about, I suggest you go on Google and read a little bit. Just take go and stem cell research for dummies, and you'll get an easy version. That's it. I'm serious. You think I'm making this up? Quit pretending you know that these big ass words. Unless you got a dictionary next to you, that you're gonna say, I'm gonna take the time to look at what the word really means. But if you ain't gonna do that, then go do stem cell research for dummies. And I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna be like, whoa. Because I'm telling you, it was
can
easy.
Can I say this, Brother Jawbone?
Go right ahead.
Well, when you was talking about that movie that was showing about in these hospitals, where I can't think of the movie. There was a more up-to-date movie dealing with that same thing, too. It was on, I don't know if it was the SX channel, and it was a remake of a movie about a hospital that was harvesting body parts. And I told my wife, that movie ain't gonna, that show ain't going to be on that long. I don't know if it was on ABC, NBC, or one of them. That movie, that show wasn't on there probably 2-3 episodes. It was gone. Because I will say this, where I live at, I never met with this white guy. And I was out there working. And even though he just was talking, I think I told you to drop bombs. He said, I'm going to tell you something. The hospital that, you know, he was talking about where we live at, there's a lot of people that get in accidents that they will actually kill those people on the way from the ambulance. They just won't make it. If they was in something, they look like they might not get the rest of the oxygen, they might not make it. And they would literally almost kill. He said, I'm telling you the truth. He was like them guys lit way out in the boonies. He said, I'm telling you this. So when that movie came on, that show, damn, that's what this guy was talking about. So we gotta understand harvesting body parts. Do you know that there's black kids there around here, around the country, who are being found with body parts missing? But why do they want black body parts, people? Because they know that the original can be put in any other nationality, but the byproduct can't be put into them. That one original, melanated, carbon-based person can be put into any byproduct. But you can't reverse it. That's why they have a hard time without getting black donors, okay, for bone marrow. Because you can't take the byproduct and put it to the original. Can't happen. They know this. But you can take the original carbon base and put it in any byproduct. And they know this. And that's why they want black donors. Because they know it doesn't reject. Science knows they can have all this foolishness they want to. A true guy who's a PhD heard me talking, just say, by himself, you right.
No, that's right. True. That's
they know this.
they know this. Now, we're not talking without some research. And the problem is, now I get some texts, and people say, somebody get upset. I told you, those of you, learn to stop getting upset if people reject what you're saying. It's called remnant. Remember that word. That's in their own book. Remnant. It's not meant, everybody's not going to understand this because it's been so much time of being controlled by scientific management. I didn't make this up. They showed you they came up with this concept, everybody. I'm not making this up. Now, I'm going to get to, we got 25 minutes left, so I'm going to tell you something. Somebody making noises. We're going to have to figure out who. Let me figure out.
That was okay. Me, bro.
Now, all right. Now, let me take this up. I'm not saying this. The fact makes this true. Rome has a lot to do with this persona that we own. Rome. They love Rome. Now, I know we do have a black part of Rome, but that's another show. But let's just take it for what it is. Rome, let's just say Titus, Mark Anthony, and so forth. They seem to have a fixation over here with that. The architecture is Romish, Greekish, So that's letting you know the psyche of the people. And I'm going to give you the last bit to show you how they perpetrate. I'm not saying this. Their own philosophers are saying this. Remember, George G. and Jane, we told you miseducation Negro. That's why you should not get mad at our people when they don't understand what you're saying, because George G. and James kind of told you what was going on. He was with the high order of everybody. This was all this was contrived and conceived. The NAACP was being conceived. Urban League being conceived. Different Ku Klux Klan groups being conceived. Democrat parties making a new way. Republicans, new transition. So they were seeing a whole transition of stuff go into what's happening to us, which happened now. And they told us about it in their books. So those who read it, you know what I'm saying, help me out. So basically they're saying that when it got to a certain point in time, W. Du Bois was saying the color game was going to be the major play. Now, he didn't hear that by just thinking it up. He heard it by what we named the Synagogue of Satan book. Y'all look the Synagogue of Satan book up. Dasaline, Israeli Dasaline, said that we will use color as its play. Now, if we go even further, then you say, well, if you get deeper and start saying, well, where that came from, it actually came from India. So India has a color class. Mm-hmm. Color. That's why they connect themselves in the reading. The word would be Indo-European. That's where the connection is at. What they learned from India, see, they never teach you about Marco Polo. Because Marco Polo was supposed to go into that route from China and all that to India. There ain't been a movie about his ass at all. At all.
Well, they did have a movie on NBC. But they did have one.
Marco Polo?
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did, bro.
Well, it's been a long time.
Back in the 80s.
Okay, well, damn. You good, bro. You got a hell of a memory. He got the 80s. That's good.
I watched a lot
of people. If it was one, if he said 80s, we're 2000, you know where we at. Man, that's a long time not to have a good movie about him. They think of everything else. Terminator 12, so they don't care. So I'm trying to figure out, we got to look at the histories that they don't want to conceive, and we got to look at how they don't never have a good movie about the Moors. They don't have no real good movies about them. There's no real connection. BET can't make a movie no more, and you know the rest of them don't have the power. Tyler Perry could, but guess what? They told Pyre Carey he's going to be a Moor, he's going to be dressed as Madea. So he can't be a Moorish Madea. So that is finished.
Yeah, yeah.
So they said, that's all.
Brother Dry Bones. Marco Polo TV miniseries, 1982 NBC. I remember watching.
Y'all get that. That's probably a classic, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to check that out, because I am at lost. What year was that set again? What year again?
1982, bro.
God, man, that's unreal. 1982, they had a Marco Polo movie.
Yeah, I remember watching it.
Spider-Man 8. That's amazing, man. Wow, y'all heard that, y'all. I ain't making that up. I thank y'all for doing the research. I appreciate that. That's facts.
No problem, bro.
Thank you, bro. 1982, we do know now Marco Polo had a movie. And ain't that strange? We never get a Marco Polo movie again? I mean, that is really outrageous, y'all. Yeah, see, they got us, man. They really do. We're going to have to fight y'all. We need a think tank. We need think tanks across this country. We need a bad. We don't need a lot of, we need some analytical thinkers who see strategies. Strategy is the key word. We need some strategies. Marching is finished. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Can I say this here? And this is one thing I will hope that everybody tonight who's still listening, look up this Blaxploitation movie. It's called Trick Baby. This is, I think it was written by one of the, actually a pimp. but, you know, I want everybody to understand, pimps are well connected with a lot of people in the underworld politician, entertainer, and I'm going to show you why I say that. Donald Sterling, the girl he was hanging with, she was real cool with Bishop Don Juan. You got to understand, these pimps, they don't just pimp chicks. They pimp dudes, too. If you need to watch the jiggle, remove it. So people got to understand what they do and who they're connected. They're well-connected. Remember now, it's almost like selling dope now. They're selling pleasure. So, dang, I forgot where I was going with that. I hate when I do that.
That's deep enough. I didn't realize. You gave us a little bit too big because, see, that's how deep this goes, y'all. And, yeah, if you want to get with Magic Don Juan, he's the one who used to hang with Snoop Dogg, y'all. If y'all don't know who he was just saying, that's the man who used to be in these, he got gauntlets of gold cups of wine or whatever, liquor, Napoleon, and he drinking up a storm.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and he hanging with Snoop. He hanging with all the rappers.
And I'm going to put,
I
let me,
did
not, let me put
I did
this
not
out
know
here.
This, so I did not know that.
Let me put this out here. A lot of people don't know this. This is the funny thing. I did some research on my old computer. I had it. You remember when the time, and I'm going to show you how powerful this dude Don Juan is. Remember the time when Snoop was running from Suge Knight? When Suge got out, he was running for his life. All
right? Right.
Don Juan hooked him up with two Jewish men in the entertainment through Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Check that out.
It's two Jews who were twins. And one of them's gay, and they're both very powerful. I don't know if they're both alive or one. They're probably both still alive. Don Juan hooked him up with him. All of a sudden, he got a show. He was seen with Gene Simmons. He was on all these shows. That's because he got hooked up with them. And that gave him a little bit of ability to move.
Right.
You know, the industry is run by them. So a lot of people don't understand, how did he all of a sudden get this, you know, Snoop Dogg walking around? You know, he's connected, and he's connected through Don Juan, Magic, whatever his name.
And as you know, I'm going to tell you, y'all know we all had a good time watching them videos and having a good time, but we're trying to bring to the enlightenment now that this is how far this has come. Remember, y'all, there is Sophia Stewart. She's about to go into court. So y'all keep your eyes open. She's about to go in court on June, I might be wrong, I think it's the 3rd or 8th, 1 or 2. Keep your eyes open. Let's put Sophia Stewart in the search engine of her court case. She's about to sue two brothers, too. And when you look these two brothers up, man, they wouldn't, you know, they out there. I mean, these two brothers called the Brodsky brothers. I mean, this is outrageous. You're almost like, whoa. So this is the same lady who now Kia has Larry Fishburne doing Morpheus as the car commercial. So that's also included. So you have to realize these people are doing a lot of stealing of people, what they call intellectual properties. And that's where we're going here, y'all. That's why nobody can tell me, regardless how you may not like how I say it, your intellectual being is being pimped. That's why I'm glad you brought that in there, Marcy. You're being pimped by some of the biggest players on the planet right now. They
As
are
a matter
doing
of fact,
all
one of the brothers, one of the brothers did an opera. No, one of them, they're both Jewish brothers, and one of them, he did a sex operation.
Yeah.
And they're connected. Yeah. They're connected with the Church of Scientology.
Time out. Did y'all hear that, y'all? Say that one more time.
Yeah, you had a sex turn.
No. She said they connected to the Church of Scientology. Now, I'm going to leave that alone. Y'all need to look at that because we're going to have a lot of people now joining Scientology. Y'all know where I'm going. And see how the fact matters? Now, y'all go look this up so y'all know she ain't lying. Because that's the truth. That's what we got to do. Make sure we ain't lying. Now, isn't that amazing? Oh, man.
Yeah, the production end of the film comes from the Church of Scientology.
Go ahead, bro. What do you want to say to it?
Bro,
thank you. Thank you, sister.
Well, all I was going to say is the same thing she's saying, bro. she's good.
I mean, my goodness. The church. Now, let's look at all this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest movie stars in Scientology. Y'all know this. And these movies that they make is like outrageous, showing you different ways they're going to suppress the masses. I mean, they got one coming out now with Tom Cruise. What's his name? He about to have a new one coming out now, showing the suppression of the masses at this high level of technology. Now, I'm going to go last place I'm going. Y'all get on this. We've been hearing about, those of you who read the Bible, y'all know for years y'all been hearing about these 10 kingdoms, but y'all never knew the attributes. See, the key to this book is learning attributes. That's what the Beatitudes mean. When Jesus gave his sermon, attributes or Beatitudes will be attributes, if y'all look it up. But look what this is about Rome and which this kingdom has taken. It says Rome deals with twins. Gemini. Can't trust them.
Gemini.
Then it deals with multiplicity. Multiplicity means that you have intertwined the sexes. So when you intertwine the sexes, you have become androgynous. See, Prince knew all about that. I'm just going to use Prince. Androgynous.
You can use it.
And then I'm going to say, these are attributes. I want you to listen to this. This is not made up by me. This is their own symbolism. Then it means twin towers. Twin towers.
Wow.
This is from the attributes of Rome? It's under attributes of Rome under this word, M-A-C-R-O-B-I-U-S. Punch that in. Then it says foreign. Y'all know y'all be talking about America as a foreign country. America's foreign. That's who the Federal Reserve is. D.C., foreign. Cultures. They always talking about all the cultures getting together. And religion. And the last one, which is shocking, is Islam. This is the attributes for that word. M-A-C-R-O-B-I-U-S. Then it says this. Also represented as the 10 kingdoms. So this is the attributes of the 10 kingdoms. Twins, multiplicity, twin towers, foreign, cultures, religion, and Islam. Have y'all heard that now? That is the attributes for the biblical meaning of the 10 kingdoms. Y'all look that up and see, does that not sound like twin towers? I think we had some twin towers not too long ago. Foreign, everybody talking about their foreign culture. Religion is the number one battle in America because none of us go to church really together on Sunday. There's so many segregated churches in America, it's unreal. And Islam is a secret order. And it's so funny how everybody hates Islam, and y'all know y'all love Islam. I mean, really, they can exploit us all through the neighborhood with any delicatessen they want, and y'all have no problem with it. I'm just gonna name some facts. This is facts. Anybody? you're making too much noise. Facts. This is a factual court case and a police document. You look it up here in Dade County, where a brother may have gotten belligerent, but he had no weapons, was brutalized in an Arabic store. And was killed. People protested from an area in South Dade for weeks. Weeks now. I want y'all to listen so you know I'm not making it up. Weeks of don't shop there, don't shop there. During that time they was protesting those weeks, the particular person who was suspected of the murder ends up leaving the country. Can't be found. never, ever tried to be extradited back here. And here's the sad part. Y'all ready for this? So that's why I say, Michael Jackson say, look in the mirror. The people still patronize that store. Believe that or not. After they protested for weeks, that store is still open today. And I know my sister knows that store I'm talking about. She knows in the area that we're talking about. But that store is still open and operating, and black faces are still in there. So who is more brainwashed?
Hey, Brother Drybone, I think we've talked about this before, and it's going to be very hurtful to melanated people. We got to ask ourselves, and it's a real tough question, are we the most duped people on the planet? Because we can come with this information, we can see stuff, and we'll go right back into a stupor. We'll go right back sleep. When this happens to other ethnic groups, just use the European descent of all different ones. Knowing where I work and how they operate, I didn't say all, but the majority. Once you do them wrong, you finna get blackballed. Word of mouth is coming out. Smear campaign coming out. Okay? They ain't touching your stuff after that, bro. They shutting you down. Here we are, stupors. You can do us wrong. The first day, about a day later, we right back stupid. That hurts my feeling as an African American. Are we that stupid? I can't get it. I don't understand.
And I'm glad you said that, because what happens is now somebody who's listening gonna take that word you just said, African American. Oh, he said he African American. He don't know he is that this. I'm gonna give you clues to what's going on. I go to the indigenous black tribes in Oklahoma, and they catching hell. Everybody, don't fool yourself. The air coordination in New York catching hell. So that was the first confederation. I don't see us connecting to them. See, people think we stupid. If we haven't even talked to the air coordinator. See, the thing is, we haven't even had a sit down with them if we're going to really be real about them being our confederational treaty. And the people know who I'm talking to. If that's our treaty, why ain't we sitting down with them? Because something ain't right. We kind of fooling ourselves. That's why I'm glad you brought that up. We do a lot of things and say a lot of things. There's indigenous tribes all over this United States continent. And I said continent, not the corporation, continent. They are not even dealing with us. Seminoles. Everybody knows the Seminoles is black. But we can't get a coalition with them. They got casinos. They live in large in Seminole County. Those casinos is rolling. Now, here's the problem I'm seeing that we need to address. We never got any compensation at all. Don't even worry about land at the moment, because if we can use the compensation for the minute, maybe we can utilize the land. Like Mississippi, I told y'all to go on WW Dry Bone Connection. Mississippi is one of the only states, y'all, that's doing this. I researched it, went online, and their mayor just died. I can't say his name right now, but it's a very unique name. And he just died. But he was very unique in Mississippi. And he made them think about using cooperative economics. Dr. Claude Anderson, we want to start using cooperative economics. If we do not take our money and say we are worth. See, alchemy is money. Let me go here. Gold, see, the money used to, see, that's what the brothers be talking about. Now, I am not going to discount what everybody's saying, because they are saying incredible stuff. It was gold and silver was the commodity.
Hey,
yes.
Brother, drop on. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I just throw something in because I'm researching while we talk. Hold that thought. There was a movie, 1938, drama adventure genre film, Adventures of Marco Polo. This was with Gary Cooper, all right? On the promotion poster, it says, he came, he saw, he conquered. Okay? This guy was the one that met one of the Mongolian Kublai Khan. Okay?
Right.
Here's the thing about it. This is what people have to understand. People can come to you, and I want everybody to understand this. This happened in ancient, I'm going to say ancient Nile Valley. And when I say Nile Valley, I'm talking about the Mesopotamia, because you got some folks that would be making like that's different from Africa. Just look at the thing. It's the same part. These people will infiltrate. I don't know if, well, when we do the Yaku story, that was not just one people. That was a multitude of people. But they'll infiltrate, set up camp, come in as your friend. And then next thing you know, you turn around, you starting to lose stuff. You see that now?
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, it says, philosopher, fireworks maker, whoever this guy, Chin Su, is the first friend to make in the city. He invites him to his home of Miller Spaghetti. Now, here we go. People think spaghetti, Italian. No, they didn't. That's what the whole thing, if you look at Marco Polo, you see how they got it. Children exploded a firecracker. Marco thinks it could be a weapon. So that goes to note they didn't create the weapons of firepower, or which how you get firecrackers. So after this man left, they have a simple, it's called simple page. Marco Polo on his deathbed, 1324, on his deathbed, he said to have murmured, I have not told half of what I saw. So from
now,
this guy,
now,
it says it is reported. He said, it is reported Christopher Columbus took the travels of Marco Polo with him on his voyage to the Americas. See, we have to understand, and I hate to say this because it sounds like I'm targeted, but I just got to let people know this is how people, you get infiltrated. And they come in with smiles, and then they set up camp. This is what the Nation of Islam has taught, and what I've been trying to say. This ain't just started. This has been going on for centuries. This is what hurt my heart when I looked at it. I'm not trying to pick on people. I'm like, oh, my God, this has happened over and over and over and over.
But there's a book about that. There's a book about that because when you – we get ready to keep going on, so don't stay on the line because it's going to cut off in a couple of minutes. But there's a reason why he just said something that's very important. He's seen firecracker power, or the power to ignite some type of combustion. So he took that same knowledge back. They came up with weapons. Now, I need y'all to realize that because it's not that hard to understand. When you realize that you are a real minority and these people opened up to them, showing them different art forms, different sciences, they took it back. It took time. They learned it. They weren't there just for a few weeks. They were there for years. And then he went back and gave his dissertation on what he taught, what he learned. That's why dissertation is still used today, because it tells you what you have learned from the person who uttered it to you. So what he got, seen physically, he brought back there, like all of them did, and guess what? Firepower and weaponry has become the number one reason why we're in this predicament. That's why Marco Polo is not one of the most talked about individuals, because he gives the knowledge of where they learned that weaponry from, that firepower, that gun. And they got a history on guns, y'all. Go online one day and look up the history of guns. You will see it yourself.
And here's another thing that we have to look at, brother, is that look at the time frame. He dies in 1324. Okay, he's born in 1254. The epic journey to the Orient is 1271. Look at these time frames and look at the time they make their march on basically the world. Remember, just said, Christopher Columbus. We have to understand that this was a systematic, how can I say, a systematic takeover. What these people found out, they were the minority over the whole world. That their genetic, I mean, this is a hurtful thing. How did you find out? Like, oh, my God, we're really only isolated in a certain part of the world. And they use, they got these far off things. We thinking the thing dips off and then we fall off. We find out it's further. So look at people now.
So
this is blowing their minds.
Yeah,
this is blowing their minds.
India is full of.
And when and here's the, that's what I was going to tell everybody. When I met a Dravidian, people, please look up the Dravidian. Those are the original people in India. They're called the Untouchable. They are pitch black with straight hair. Those are those certain Ethiopian types that still down here. They went all up into India, all in the Yemen, all around into the Greek and so-called Italian islands. They was all up in there. Okay. When this Dravidian told me this, and I hope people stay on the bill to hear this, he told me, and it was like we were brothers. He didn't look at me no different as another dark-skinned man to another dark-skinned man. It blew my mind. He said, these people did us the same way they did y'all. He said, the Trojan horse, they did the same thing to us. And it blew my mind. This is a man darker than I am was telling me how they, his own people were done. It was like I was talking to a soul brother. It blew my mind. And he said they did the same thing to us.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Same
exact brother, y'all remember, I'm going to tell y'all something that makes more sense, how these brothers need to get together if we're going to make this march toward trying to get the justice, which is in the Mayat. Justice must be prevailed. But the island that we all said that the plane is on from the flight of Diego, if you look at what they did to them, it's on the website. Go on and look what they did to them. They pulled these people right off the land without any, they didn't care. You get a suitcase and you're gone. Put them on this other island where they were so badly treated and they started committing suicide, y'all. They just now trying to go to the world court. But I want y'all to understand something, y'all. The brother just said something profound. These courts that we all look up to, they in Switzerland. They in, you know, The Hague is there. That's the court where Mighty Thor is at. You know, is Mighty Thor going to look out really for us? This is the Swiss guards, y'all. The same guards that guards the Pope. Isn't it funny that he don't have Italian guards? He has Swiss guards. No one takes us, you know, we are just have to be re-educated in so many ways because I know it sounds simple, but you have to say to yourself, why isn't it Italian guards? He's in Italy. So the symbolism has to be much brighter and greater to your mind. He's in Switzerland, which is the Red Cross. And you wonder why, you know, people like Haiti have these issues going on. And I want to talk to my Haitian brothers because it was Flag Day, but you know it's so sad. And I read this to one of the brothers. I said, you know, they're not following none of the Constitution that the Haitians that created it. And if you do the real study on Haiti, y'all, and I suggest you do it. Don't take my word. Haiti individuals within their own self started to turn on themselves. They really went after gasoline. They went, your boy Toussaint Louverture was taken out immediately. He actually almost surrendered and gave up power and went right back to France. You know, they did their own self in, similar to what we all do. Matter of fact, I might do a show on that to get people onto. This country had a chance to be a beacon, but if we really study, don't use the mysticism. We had turned into the Jacobeans. Look that word up. We were the Jacobeans. And we end up becoming our worst enemies. And that's why it failed. Frederick Douglass, look up the memoirs of Frederick. If you really want to know about Haiti, Look up Frederick Douglass' memoirs. He was the first ambassador to Haiti from the United States. And he almost cried to death on what he saw. So, you know, these are the stories they ain't going to tell us. You know, this mythical story. Oh, yeah. You know, and then they try to make, I'm going to tell all my Haitian brothers and sisters, because it is Haiti, quit acting like you don't belong to us. I'm sick of that. You ever heard of Louisiana from Haiti? You know, that told me how much knowledge y'all have, really. If you don't see a Louisiana connected to you, but you act like, you know, Black America is not us, you know, hey, you know, they don't speak French. So anyway, this is where we at, everybody. We're going to have to strategize. We have the think tank. We have the names that will be on the think tank, and we would not announce it no more. They will just get emails. So look for your email. I'm not even going to announce the date because you don't need to know. So when you get the email, those of you on here, you will see it, then you just do accordingly. If you cannot make it, we still are going to carry on because this war of the mind is in the 666.
Oh, and can I say this before we get on, brother?
Go right ahead.
I'm going to let me get into right on that 666. Does everybody remember Procter & Gamble back in the days? Was they still around? A lot of products, tools, personal care. Y'all remember back in the 80s when they had that little logo and everybody was going crazy on their stuff about the 666? And I'm looking at it right now. As a child, I've seen that. And I'm going to call it the people that are so caught up in foolishness went crazy over something. But let's look at it. We are talking about 666, and then the Bible calls the beast. But who's really the beast? This is stuff that we're going to have to start looking at and being honest. These people are dealing with just occult symbols. It showed the 13 stars, which they're dealing with the colonial 13 colonies. So if everybody's going to be talking about devil this, devil that, but then the 13 cosmos was devils. Oh, Jesus sitting at the table. What is the Last Supper? Oh, that must be the devil, too. If you count, that's 13 there. People got to get out of fear. That's why I don't talk to people who are very religious. I don't have time to deal with that foolishness. So you're going to deal with some facts or deal with some fantasy land. These people are using fear. And I see, when they come up against me, they come with that biblical stuff, and I tell them this, they just run. When they meet people who are under that spell and they make the people run, they say, look at them fools. Look at them. We got them under control. When I come in the room, elephant's in the room. Uh-oh, we can't fool him. I know that they ain't floating nowhere. They ain't floating in the air. Talking about some witchcraft. They ain't floating nowhere. So people, stop believing that crap. These people are just people. They ain't got no power. They just live off fear. And when you come in there, you're an elephant in the room, these suckers run. And that's what you got to do fighting these devils. And I'm talking about black devil, white devil, purple devil. Devil's devil. And that's what we got to do, people. Stand up
against
these attacks.
That's right. And devil, y'all mean adversary. So if you didn't know that.
That's all it means.
Get the image out your mind and get the word in your mind. You'll find that it means adversary. So whoever's adverse to your progress is a devil. So we're going to leave on that. Everybody, peace out. We're going to be back Monday. Either I'm going to be giving an announcement that this will be the last show on this because we're going to get this straightened out, or we're going to be on Talk Shoe. So we'll talk then. Everybody, peace out.
Peace.